Taking up my soul to be the God who gave us life. Mama, don't you cry.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Brewing Faith today. I know it's a little early. It's 12:31 right now. We're broadcasting a little early, but thank you for tuning in. And I know some will tune in later, but thank you for tuning in. If you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Mixler, however you tune in, or maybe if you're live today. That's a good song, Going Home. I don't know if you understood all the lyrics, but he was saying that that sometimes going home to your childhood, you might want to, but it brings back painful memories. But there is a day we're going home, and it's all going to be good. Amen. I'm thankful for that day. Comfort one another with these words. Amen. We're going to heaven someday. And I have another little take on that song that actually came to me this morning that, you know, sometimes there can be triggers in your life that can trigger some bad things in your past. But you know what I say when that happens? When the devil, I don't know, the devil tries to tempt, bring confusion, bring depression upon you. Every time that happens, if that happens to you in the future, say, thank you, devil, because that just reminds me of the mercy and the forgiveness of God. So maybe the devil will quit bringing that kind of stuff up, because that trigger of that bad memory, that's just a testimony of how good God is. So he's a mighty God. We're going to read from Isaiah chapter 30 today. And it's interesting, my setting, my scriptures that I kind of have a sequence that I'm going through for Brewing Faith the last few weeks. And my scripture setting and a book that I'm reading, it just coincides with each other. So I'm going to use both of them. I thought, okay, I believe God wants me to tell somebody this today. And if Pastor Jeans is listening, I used a little bit of this the other night, preaching in Edwardsburg, but I read it on my way over to preach that night, and I just felt for God. God wanted me to say that, but I read it on my way over there. And then in my scripture reading today, I felt somewhat the same spirit, so I'm going to refer back to the book also. Going to talk from Isaiah chapter 30, and verse number 18 says, "Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you." I'm thankful that he's a God that waits on us. He's a God that's patient. He's a God that has mercy upon us. "For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him." I don't know who needs this today. Maybe a pastor. I know some pastors tune in. Maybe a pastor needs to hear this today, a saint of God. But I like that scripture. Amen. The Lord will wait. He's gracious. He wants to give mercy unto us. And if we read this setting, won't take time to go on to all of the background here of Isaiah chapter 30, but Israel was in trouble here. But he's saying, wait on me. I am a patient God. Be steady. Let me be exalted. And then he said, there's a blessing. Sister Pearson, he said, there's a blessing on those that wait for him. I know we don't like to hear that word sometimes, because we live in 2023, right? And it's the microwave. I want it now. But God wants us to be consistent. Just live for him. Don't give up. And here I want to read from a book. I'm just reading right now, and and they reference Joseph and Joseph, the, if Joseph had a give up mentality, what Joseph would have missed, because he went through some trials. He went through some difficult times, and I need out of this mess. But God blessed Joseph in every trial that he went through. And then this book I'm reading, it's this man that wrote the book, he refers to an elder, I believe a minister that's gone on, old minister that he references here. And he says, he's talking about pleasing God, Sister Pearson. He says three components of pleasing God, and this is some of what I shared with them at Brother Gene's, but I didn't have it all in front of me, which right now today I have it all in front of me so I can give a little more detail. But the three things about pleasing God, and I think the first two, I talked about the importance of prayer. But he talks about this elder minister said, and the man that wrote the book, he's referring, he says the first two were very, Sister Pearson, he said the first two were very common. I expected to hear what I heard. Because the first one was to obey God's word, the word of God. How important that the word of God is in your life. Now, we all get that. And number two was to always be aware of God's presence. And I think I said prayer, the importance of prayer, being aware of God's presence. Those are pretty, that's pretty standard, typical, what you would expect to hear. But in this book, this man said the third thing that he said surprised me. And this is what he said. The third important thing of pleasing God was wherever you find yourself, this was his statement, do not easily leave. The idea, I'm going to read the whole thing here, which I didn't have it in front of me the other night when I was preaching, but the idea was that community is hard, authentic friendship is hard, patience in work is hard, so leaving will always look more attractive in the short run. But over the long haul, leaving easily has a tendency to produce people who live in a pattern of giving up. Do not easily leave. And that's, I don't know, that's just amazing statements by a man that's gone on. And then he goes on, Sister Pearson, and this is even good here too. Growth happens when you seek or exert control where you're able to, rather than giving up in difficult circumstances. It happens when you decide to be faithful in a situation that you do not like and cannot understand. It happens when you keep walking, even though you see the wind and adversity. Then you discover that somehow you are not alone, as an example of Joseph. And again, here our scripture says, wait. Blessed are those that wait upon the Lord. Three verses later, and I want to read this too. Three verses later in Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. Again, we're talking about I'm gonna stick with it. Amen. God's gonna be with me, Joseph. Verse 21, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand or when you turn to the left. Amen. This is the way, walk ye in it. I want my ear to be open unto what God has for me, not to my wants and my desires, but what do you want, God? I want to listen to you. I want to please you. There are many voices in our world today. And if we're not careful, we can go right, left, up, down, ever which way. But I'm going to listen to the voice of God. And then two verses later again, Isaiah 30 and 23. Then shall he give rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. Wow. I'm going to obey the word of God. I'm going to be aware of his presence in my life. I'm going to pray. But then also when I face something difficult, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to see it through. I think there's a, is there a song, Live Through It? Live Through It? Yeah, Live Through It. I wish I had that up. I'd play that right now, but we'll close with this same song we started with, Amen. James Fortune. James, oh, it's a James Fortune song, but I don't have it up here, so. Sister Pearson, are you wanting to sing it for us right now? No, she says no. She doesn't want to sing it. But thank you for tuning in today. I don't know if a pastor needed to hear this. Somebody needed to hear this today. If I'm faithful, God will be faithful to me. Amen. Stick to it. God is amazing. God bless you all. Have a good Friday. And have great church this weekend. Pastor, saint of God. And I do want to say, give one shout out as we get ready to start the music here. Divine Dough Company, Brother Ryan Jeans. If you're like 500 miles away, drive there and get Divine Dough Donuts. Sister Pearson said, is this right? Is this what you said? The other night we were driving home from preaching over there, and Sister Pearson said, this is the best donut I've ever had. Divine Dough Company. It's amazing. But I'm glad I live a long ways away, because I'd have to go buy all new clothes. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in today. In Jesus' name, have a great day in the Holy Ghost.